USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis conducting the first ever papal mass in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of over 135,000.
Lord Jesus Christ, we said to the apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you.
The theme of his visit is for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and to reject war and violence. One of the themes President Trump will strike in his State of the Union address this evening will be cooperation in the nation's capital. That according to his press chief, Sarah Sanders.
You're also going to see the president call on Congress and say, look, we can either work together and get great things done, or we can fight each other and get nothing done. And frankly, the American people deserve better than that.
The State of the Union address is set to begin at 9 p.m. in the House chambers on Capitol Hill, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
President Trump's inauguration committee is being probed by federal prosecutors in New York State. Reports are a lawyer working with the inaugural committee was given a subpoena for several documents related to the committee's donors and event attendees. Prosecutors reportedly looking into whether any foreign entities donated to that organization. Nearly 3 years after the crime, the Uber driver who killed six people while on duty has pleaded guilty to all 16 charges he faced and will now be sentenced today, likely to life in prison without parole. Jeff Reynolds' mother, Judy Brown, was one of the victims.
I mean, this is something that we just carry with us through life. So the best that we can hope for is that at least this chapter of the story will be closed and we can move forward and again start looking toward healing.
Boston will be hosting another victory parade today, this time for the New England Patriots, who won Super Bowl 53 on Sunday. It starts at 11 a.m. Eastern, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A big automaker issuing pink slips yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
General Motors confirms it started a major round of involuntary layoffs that will cut around 4,000 white-collar jobs. The reduction's part of GM's previously announced plan to reduce headcount by 15%. Now, this comes after more than 2,000 employees accept voluntary buyouts.
A new presidential nomination, as President Trump has announced that David Bernhardt is his choice to be Interior Secretary. Bernhardt is a former energy industry lobbyist who's been acting secretary ever since the resignation of Ryan Zinke. Secretary Zinke stepping down amid numerous ethics scandals. President Trump tweeting that Bernhardt has done a fantastic job in that position. And many around the world are welcoming in the Year of the Pig tonight for the Chinese New Year. This year is not just any pig, though, but the Earth Pig on the 60-year calendar. To many, that signifies it will be a year of wealth and fortune. Many countries take 3 to 5 days to celebrate the Lunar New Year. Some plan to celebrate until February 15th. Remember to find us online anytime. We have a newly redesigned website at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.